crossed over to Gage Lopez, left wing. Good ball movement and movement away from the ball for USA so far. Hunter Bone down the left side of the lane, and we have a travel. Hunter Bone took one too many shuffles, and that is a turnover for USA.
Howard Beach was in their man-to-man, and they were very patient on defense.
7:34 left in the first quarter. No score. Hunter Beach on their first possession of this game.
1-3-1 zone.
To the left corner to Ryan Seaman. Dribbles all the way back over to Ryan or James Shelkey to Brady Kirsch. High post. Dribbles down a low post, and he can't hang on to it. And it is tipped out of bounds, and it is USA ball. That will be a turnover for Harbor Beach. Ryan Seaman could have gone after it, but he thought it was last touch by a white jersey.
Both teams a little tight to begin with. That's to be expected.
Just
I think
a little
it's going to settle down within the next minute.
Ryan Seaman guarding Hunter Bone from a distance. Over to the left wing to Aaron Sines. James Shelkey guarding. Pulls up for three. The lefty is no good. Rebound Brady Kirsch, and we're headed the other way. Still 0-0. We played a minute. Cody Seaman left wing to Ryan Seaman in the corner for three. He got it. Ryan Seaman electrifies this gym in the home court. 3-0 Harbor Beach. Gage Lopez left wing up to the top to Aaron Sines. Aaron Sines, a prolific shooter and proven guard. Back over to Gage Lopez. Air ball. Rebound of Brady Kirsch for his second rebound on the night. In transition, James Shelkey goes up for the layup. This one's no good. Rebound, Hunter Bone. And here comes USA right to left across your radio. It is nearly stolen. Brody Wesolowski has to save it. And then back to Hunter Bone. Right wing extended into the corner. Wesolowski for three. Air ball again. And rebound, Cody Seaman. So far, it's been all Harbor Beach. Cody Seaman pulls up left elbow. No good. Rebound, Gage Lopez for his first rebound of the night. Harbor Beach with three rebounds, USA with two. Harbor Beach leads 3-0 in Harbor Beach in District 83. Clark Ramsey and John Mooney with your broadcast. Right wing, Gage Lopez against Cody Seaman. Both teams being patient. Back to Sines, blow pass. Brady Kirsch puts up a layup, can't get that one to fall. Offensive board by Kemp, turned and gets that one not to fall. And rebound Ryan Seaman. Back and forth, indeed, in the first 3 minutes, 20 seconds. And Jason Gaffney gets inside the lane, and he is fouled, and he'll go to the line for two shots. And it's the first team foul for USA.
Well, that was the first post feed of the night, and I'm expecting a lot more when you got a kid like Jason Gaffney.
And it goes against Aaron Sines, and we have a Ryan Seaman has fallen ill, and he goes into the locker room. And Tyler Vollmering replaces him. Isaiah Williamson will be checking in after this next free throw. Jason Gaffney at the free throw line shooting two. Harbor Beach leads USA 3-0 with 5:38 left in the first quarter. First free throw rattles all the way around and no good. Score remains 3-0. Isaiah Williamson replaces Brody Wesolowski.
Usually that's a bad sign when you have a shooter up there miss his first one. He definitely doesn't want a Harry Potter. That's the two circles that we draw on our sheets connected by the
And the post. Second free throw, Jason Gaffney, is good. 4-0, Harbor Beach over USA with 5:30 left in the first quarter. Williamson to the left corner to Gage Lopez. Back out to Hunter Bowe. Screen from Sines going to the right wing against James Shelkey. Dribbling, kicks it over, and this one flies out of bounds. You would need a visa to catch that one. And this is out of bounds. Second turnover for USA. 4-0. Harbor Beach retains that 4-point lead.
We're about 3 minutes into this, and it's still a little tight yet.
Cody Seaman over to Brady Kirsch, left wing. Dribbling against Gage Lopez. Here comes the trap. Shedding defenders all over. Back to Cody Seaman. To Brady Kirsch, top of the key. 4:57 left in the first. Cody Seaman down to the baseline, pulls up for the jump shot, and he gets that to fall. Cody Seaman with two, Harbor Beach with six.
That's Cody Seaman's opportunity shot. He missed the one on the elbow a little bit ago, but and that's not usually like him, so like to see him get hot.
Aaron Sines for the long two, can't get that to fall. Brady Kirsch brings in the rebound, and we're going the other way.
Aaron Sines is having the same problem right now.
Fifth team rebound for Harbor Beach. Brady Kirsch dives down to the lane, and he draws the foul, and he'll go to the line for two shots.
Aaron Sines is a pure shooter. He's just really fun to watch. And how he elevates, it's just unbelievable. I don't know what his vertical leap is, but beautiful looking shot.
First foul against Michael Kemp. Team second for USA. First free throw for Brady Kirsch is good. First point for Kirsch. He has three rebounds. 7-0 Harbor Beach leads. 4:31 left in the first quarter in Harbor Beach in District 83. This one is short. Rebound Aaron Sines going the other way. That was very short. No legs at all for Brady Kirsch.
Again, 50% from the foul line. Harbor Beach is going to need to do a lot better than that in order to secure this victory tonight.
Kemp over to Lopez. Backdoor cut from Hunter Bone. There was there, but they couldn't get the pass. Aaron Sines pulls up NBA range for three. He got it.
That's him.
Aaron Sines for three. Finally on the board. 7-3. For Harbor Beach leading by 4 points. 4 minutes left in the first. Brady Kirsch takes a three for himself. This one's no good. Rebound finally still loose and brought in by Hunter Bowe. Going the other way. Bowen wasting no time. Lopez for three. No. Rebound Tyler Vollmering for Harbor Beach.
Now we're getting into transition ball game right now.
Kirsch retreats back out to left wing to Tyler Vollmering. Left elbow jump shot. This one's good for Tyler Vollmering. 2 points for him.
That is one of the secrets of why the Pirates really came on this year when a lot of people had written him off at the beginning of the year. Tyler Vollmering has turned himself into quite a ball player.
9-3, Harbor Beach leads by 6 points, 3.5 to play in the first. Hunter Bone up to Aaron Sines, pulls up for three, a little bit of a tip, and this should be a tip ball, and USA retains possession.
Good call by the officials. They caught on to that.
Harrison Kramer checks in for Gage Lopez, who's already sweated through his entire jersey. We've played 4 minutes and 41 seconds.
Yeah, he's just getting warmed up.
That's called the Weight Watchers plan. Hunter Bone on the inbound for three, and this is a rainmaker, and falls in for 3 points. USA with 6 points, both from threes. It's a three-point ball game, 9-6. Harbor Beach by 3 points. Down the baseline is Brady Kirsch. Nearly lost it, has to retreat. To the left wing, James Shelke. Feeds it into Tyler Vollmering at the high post. Back over to James Shelke on the baseline. Back out Cody Seaman. Thought about popping the three. Does not, and it's a turnover, and Aaron Sines there to grab it. Going the other way, Aaron Sines floating through the lane. Can't get it to fall. Michael Kemp with the rebound, and he gets that to fall for 2 points on the putback. 1 point ball game, 9-8. Harbor Beach leading by 1 point. 2:35 left in the first quarter. Cody Seaman down the baseline. James Shelke to Tyler Vollmering in the lane. Can't get that to fall. Rebound still loose and brought in by Isaiah Williamson. His first rebound of the night. USA with 7 boards to Harbor Beach's 6 suddenly. 2:20 left in the first. Aaron Sines left wing against James Shelke down to the baseline in the corner. Now trying to go in. Michael Kemp wide open for 2 points, and USA is taking the lead 10-9. 2:05 left in the first quarter. Harbor Beach was leading 7-0. USA has gone since on a 10-2 run. Brady Kirsch, left wing, being guarded closely by Harrison Kramer. Back out to Cody Seaman, back to Kirsch. Kirsch pulls up inside the arc. This one's off the mark. And rebound, last touch by Aaron Sines. Harbor Beach ball.
Most of Harbor Beach's shots is going to the left side. And they're not really connecting from there all that much. You know, it's about 50-50 right now, but the right side is completely clean. If I were them, I'd go ahead and reverse the ball.
Macklin Gettle checks in, replaces Hunter Bone. Jason Gaffney gets the inbound and goes to work inside. And the floater hook shot is in for 2 points. Harbor Beach gets the lead back 11-10. 1:35 left in the first quarter. Ethan Guza, Ryan Seaman back in the ball game for Harbor Beach. Brady Kirsch and James Shelke, no, he's still out there. James Shelke guarding Aaron Sines, left wing, 1:24 left. Back to Williamson, high post to Harrison Kramer. Down over to the opposite post to Kemp. Good ball movement from USA, nearly connected there. Into the corner, Steve Kemp, Michael Kemp. Aaron Sines for three, he got it.
Oh, he's heating up.
Aaron Sines with 6, both threes, and it's back to a 2-point lead for USA. That's our third lead change tonight. And it's stolen by Macklin Gettle on the skip pass from Cody Seaman. And they can't hang on to it, and it's another turnover as it went all the way down the court. Last touch by Aaron Sines. Substitution USA, Brennan Allman replaces Michael Kemp for the last 54 seconds of this first quarter. USA 13, Harbor Beach 11. It was turning out to be a great game thus far in Harbor Beach.
I think both teams have kind of melted in right now. They know what they're doing.
Cody Seaman, top of the key, over to James Shelke, right wing. Being guarded by Harrison Kramer. Back to Cody Seaman against Sines, top of the key, over to the right wing to Shelke. Two dribbles back to Seaman. Trying to go for the last shot, over to Ryan Seaman, who has hit a three in this game to start the scoring.